Now, earlier this week, the Australian Competition and Consumer Commission, otherwise known as the ACCC, handed down its year-long inquiry into digital platforms. The report recommends sweeping controls over the handling of personal data and the advertisements consumers are shown on platforms like Facebook and Google, as well as the creation of an ombudsman with the ability to investigate complaints. Now, to discuss the ACCC's recommendations, I'm joined on the line by Dr. Sasha Molitoris, postdoctoral fellow of the Centre of Media Transition at UTS. Sasha, thanks so much for your time.
Hey, Julia, no worries.
Now, I know the report is almost 400 pages long, but How would you generally summarise what the ACCC is trying to achieve with these recommendations?
Yeah, that's a good question. But look, in a word, I think it's a bold report. You know, it does a really good job of making some strong recommendations. So I guess the first point to make is that this is a preliminary report. So they have been looking into this issue for a year now, and they've spoken to all sorts of stakeholders, industry, consumers, all sorts of people. And now they've released this preliminary report. They're asking for feedback and responses, and then they'll submit their final report in the middle of 2019. So there's still some work to be done. But as far as this report goes, they go a long way. They make 11 preliminary recommendations, and they cover a wide range of topics and go a long way.
Right. And so Facebook has called the recommendations unworkable. Is Facebook just whinging, or do you think that the ACCC's plan is unrealistic?
That's a very big question. Of course, here at the Centre for Media Transition, we wrote a think piece in response that was published at the Conversation. And, one of the first things we said is that Facebook and Google won't like this report. I mean, it's fairly obvious that they won't, because it would, if these proposals are implemented, they would impose all sorts of fairly onerous obligations, and it would restrict the way that Facebook and Google can operate, and it would cut into their revenues as well in all sorts of ways. So the question is, will these recommendations make it through to the final report? And then the big question, of course, is will Canberra pass laws to bring them into effect? That's the big question here. And look, I'm hopeful that some of them at least will be brought in, because these are really important issues, and we need some big steps to be taken. The basic position is that this field has been largely unregulated. You know, the media space has changed so much in the past couple of decades. These companies are also new, Google, Facebook, Twitter, and so on. So the media space has changed so radically, and the law certainly hasn't kept up. And I think it really is time that we had some good laws to protect our privacy, to protect user data, to give the news media a bit more of a chance. That's something else the ACCC focused on. And just to make sure that things like the way that these digital platforms operate, so the algorithms that they use, are a bit more fair and perhaps even transparent.
Mm. And, you know, Facebook may not be happy, but do you think there is that hunger from audiences for that kind of diverse feed of news that they're not getting currently?
Yeah, look, there's a lot to that question. Are people getting a diverse feed of news? That's hard to know. Look, there was the famous phrase filter bubble that came from the book The Filter Bubble of a few years ago by Eli Pariser. The research actually is showing that filter bubbles are not as constraining as we thought. They're not as, people aren't as locked into their own particular viewpoints that are being reinforced back at them as much as we thought. So, you know, even if you do get all your news through Facebook, there's a chance that your news is fairly diverse. You know, it's the problem is it's quite hard to know, if not impossible to know, because the algorithms that these companies use are anything but transparent. They keep them all secret. And in some ways they have a right to, because that's their corporate property, their intellectual property, as their profit model. But there is a real problem for news companies who generate content, who perform this valuable public service. That's in the best cases of journalism, of course. They perform this valuable public service of informing people, and therefore, you know, they underpin democracy. And their content is then distributed by various platforms, Facebook and Google. And as a result, advertisers are drawn to Facebook and Google rather than to the news content provider. So we have this real problem at the moment that the funding model for journalism and for news content has fallen over. And a few things need to be done.
I mean, speaking of advertising, recently we saw the EU implement laws which allow people to access and erase their own data from digital platforms. Do you think such laws could work well in Australia?
Europe in May introduced the General Data Protection Regulation, and it's a really sweeping codified document about privacy. So all sorts of privacy protections are contained in there, including what you're talking about, the right to erasure, which is otherwise known as the right to be forgotten. Mm. It is among the ACCC's proposals. Mm. It's among their many proposals. You know, it's only one part of one of their 11 proposals or preliminary recommendations. It's a really ambitious proposal for Australia. Personally, you know, my area of research is largely privacy. And I think there's a lot to be said for the GDPR and Europe's approach. I can't ever see Australia going quite that far. We've got a different legal system. But I think we need to strike a balance and we need to go much further than we have gone so far. We need some really strong laws. And the first thing that I would recommend is that we need some good general protections, you know, protections that say stamp out or that rule out misleading and deceptive conduct, or that mandate fairness, and that mandate some sort of transparency. I think that's a really important starting place.
And what do you think are the consequences of not kind of regulating how news companies' data is being shared online?
The consequences of not regulating, well, that's what we've seen. You know, this space has been largely unregulated. So from privacy perspective, what you're getting at the moment is people's data being used in ways that I think are unfair, you know, and that are not just harming individuals who are online, but have all sorts of flow-on effects to harm other people. You know, there's the way data can be linked up with other data means that even the stuff that you're not sharing can be guessed or can be grabbed from somewhere else or taken from a friend's feed and put together with other data. The New York Times did a wonderful investigation earlier this week into just what your phone location data reveals. It's a fantastic piece of journalism that uses the internet really well to use images and to explain what goes on and how your, even when this data is anonymized, identities can be reassigned to this anonymous data because of all the circumstances, how rich the data is, basically.
Pretty scary.
So, yeah, so if there isn't regulation, privacy is one area where there will be significant harms that are ongoing. And one thing that the Cambridge Analytica scandal, when it was revealed earlier this year, revealed is that if user data can be exploited, as Cambridge Analytica exploited that data, then democracy can potentially be threatened, you know, in a really significant way. So that's one thing. The other big point is the news media, as I mentioned earlier and as you mentioned. So, you know, we just have a situation where news and journalistic content is really struggling. You know, we just keep hearing about journalists being made redundant. This week we had Fairfax and Nine finally, you know, getting together and Nine asserting its ownership and announcing more cuts. You know, these companies in Australia that have been the mainstay of informing people are really struggling to fund their journalists. And that is to a large extent because the internet generally, but also digital platforms specifically, are so good at knowing their users and therefore attracting advertisers, in part by spreading the news content produced by other people. So we've just got this situation where we've got this unfortunate outcome that people are being really badly served by news because of the unregulated playing field that we have.
It's definitely a tumultuous time for journalists. Well, hopefully this is a positive step in the right direction. Thank you so much for your time on the show today, Sasha.
No worries. Really thanks for having me. This is really important, an important issue, and I want, you know, people to know about the ACCC and this report and all these issues. Thank you.
Completely. Thank you. Have a good day.
You too.